crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia.
Ah, hello. How's it going?
It's going very well. How are you?
I'm great, but I have to. I'm gonna start us right off. We're not talking about punk today.
Oh, we're not talking about punk. Okay.
What?
The people will just have to wait.
It's not as fun a story as you would think.
Okay.
And it's very long.
You know what? I absolutely trust your judgment as the word wizard. That punk is not as interesting as everyone thinks it is.
No, just the word. Just the origin of the word.
Just the word. Fantastic.
Basically, hey. Between, what's his name from, who's the famous music guy? Oh, my brain has just gone to mush.
Yes, the famous music guy. I know him
Someone
well.
Used it for Question Mark and the Mysterians. Suicide put it on one of their gig posters and it just caught on. Anyway.
So we're not talking about punk. What word are we doing today?
Today we're talking about a kind of thing that happens to words.
Okay.
We're talking about re-bracketing. Now, do you know what re-bracketing is?
I have no idea. What is re-bracketing?
So re-bracketing is a thing. It's like a kind of a language evolution thing. And it's where a word will come into a language and it'll be like a composite of different parts. You know how words work? There's like bits
of
them
that mean other things or come from other places.
Yeah, and then what happens is over time, the word ends up getting broken into different parts than it was like originally constituted out of.
Okay, I think I'm following.
So it's kind of hard to visualize abstractly, but think about hamburgers, right?
Hamburgers, right, got you.
What does hamburger mean, Rach?
Is it a delicious takeaway option that is usually consisting of meat with some slices of bread around it, buns particularly?
Nailed it.
Thank you.
And so what's a burger?
No, that's a really good question. I have no idea. What is a burger?
I think it's the burger, the bun part.
Okay, so I mean, technically speaking, a burger is like a person from a town.
Okay.
Because basically hamburger, the break originally is not between ham and burger.
Okay, right.
It's a hamburger. It's a thing from Hamburg. Hamburgers are originally like, oh, what are you going to eat? I'm going to eat that ground meat thing from Hamburg.
Right, that makes sense. So you're going to have a hamburger.
Oh my God, so I've actually always wondered about that, Amelia. Because I've always been like, why do they put ham when it's never ham in this sandwich?
It's never ham, what is it?
But that makes so much sense.
That does make so much sense. Have you got some more examples of re-bracketing for us, Amelia? Oh, Amelia? Have we lost her?
Amelia?
We've lost her in technology. She's gone away. Hopefully she's going to return in a second. I'm just going to buff in the meantime. Anyone eaten any good hamburgers recently?
You know what? I was actually going to have one tonight. But I would love to know the difference between, I guess, a cheese.
Where did I cut off?
She's back. Hello. We don't have to buff anymore. We were just talking
about hamburgers. I was just about to go into, so why do they then call it a cheeseburger if it's not actually ham, like it's not referencing ham?
Well, there we go. So it's because it's a hamburger. Do you have other examples of re-bracketing for us, Amelia?
I have lots of really good ones. Where did I get up to, by the way?
You kind of finished talking about hamburgers and then disappeared from the stream.
Okay, yeah. I was just going to say, burger is got split off as its own thing. And so you're like, well, when it's not made with ham, even though it never is, cheese. Anyway, okay.
Okay, I got you.
My personal favorite one is outrage.
Outrage. I've never thought about how this has been composed before.
Is it not so, out of rage?
No. See, this is the thing. So it's originally from French.
Ooh.
And it is outrage. So outre is like, I'm so bad at French. Outre is like beyond. Like, so if you think of like something being outrageous, that gives you more of the sense like, Oh, it was so outrageous.
Ooh.
There were feathers everywhere.
La.
It was like beyond. It was like outside of socially acceptable things.
Out the gate.
And so, it was out the gate. And so when it comes into English, it becomes outrage. They caused an outrage.
Wow.
But because it has rage in it, people are like, oh.
It's about being angry.
And it slowly takes on the meaning that Tess was talking about. So it ends up getting this kind of connotation of like an angry reaction.
Interesting. So it's kind of like words from other languages get thrown into new languages or thrown into new contexts, and then people just morph it to fit what they know culturally a bit more.
Well, so sometimes it's even just within English. So
okay.
We have... So peas originally was a mass noun. So it was like, you know, porridge or gruel. So it was like a thing. You couldn't just have one gruel. You
okay.
had peas. You had peas porridge. But because it ends with an S sound, people were like, eventually were like, that's got to be a plural. And so it was only afterwards that they back formed the word pea, the singular pea.
So hang on.
Because
what did they call a singular pea before that?
I don't know.
Ooh, it's a mystery.
I tried to find that out. Maybe a bean.
A round bean.
But so you also get this phenomena in rebracketing called false splitting. So if I say an adder, what are the two words there?
Sorry, what was the word? An adder.
There's two words there.
Oh, an adder? Like the snake?
Yes. So originally the snake was called nadder, a nadder.
Oh.
And it was also a napron, not an apron.
No. A napron.
And a nickname was, a napron. And a nickname was originally an eek name, which
eek
just
name.
Means like an additional name.
That sounds
and so
weird.
Because of how we form those together, like how, so it'll be like a napron or an napron. We get this false splitting, so people end up cutting the words in the wrong place. This is also where you get the nicknames Ned and Nell. Not because you're talking about an Ed, but because people used to use mine as synonymous for my. So you would have my Ned or mine Ed. And my L, mine L.
So hang on, if you were saying mine L, what are you actually trying to say to someone? I'm so confused, you're now just making noises.
So you know how people like, are you talking about, like, oh, Dave came over. Oh, you're talking about my Dave?
Okay. Oh, you're talking about my Ned.
Possessives for people you know used to be, I think, apparently a lot more common.
Wow, okay. So that's... Another false split, is that what you said they were called?
Yeah, false splitting. And so people just really love to do this with the ends of words.
Fantastic. Why not?
So you end up with, you start with alcohol, and then someone who's addicted to alcohol is an alcoholic. But then holic gets split off from that, and you end up with workaholic, etc., which is, if you think about it too much, becomes very bizarre.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the weirder it gets, to be honest.
Labradoodle, which is a Labrador and a poodle cross.
Got
the bit that people took off was not the oodle, they took off the doodle.
Oh, I'm losing
and
it.
And so there are lots of breeds that are like a whatever doodle, and it's because they split the word in a weird place.
Okay.
The people talking about inception stuff also is a solid example of this.
How does that work, inception stuff?
You know, after the movie came out and everyone would be like, oh, it's computerception.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's cardception.
I'm guilty of that.
And one that I can't decide whether actually counts or not is Watergate.
Ooh.
Because obviously the original bracketing for Watergate is water and gate.
Yeah.
But the removal of the second half of the word to just become any kind of scandal seems like a re-brackety thing to me.
Maybe it's like a colloquial re-brackety. I don't know if that's
about
a thing.
Like teapot gate and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you could get really stuck down this rabbit hole. We've had a listener suggestion here. Oranges used to be noranges, apparently.
They did indeed.
Oh,
cherries
this is great.
Also used to be cherries. And people were like, oh, that's clearly a plural. So they turned it into cherry.
Man, people are weird. I love it.
Yeah, we, for some reason, my absolute favorite is cybernetics.
How does cybernetics come about?
Well, so it's from, can you play that Greek, Stig?
Hang on, where is my Greek? Oh, I've lost too many things.
What's that in the original Greek?
There you go.
So originally it's kubanao, I can't speak other languages, which is steering, to be in like control of a ship or something.
Okay.
And tikos, which is relating to. So it's like cybernetics.
But
for some reason we were like, no, definitely the best place to split that is cyber. And so you have like cyber cafe, cyberspace, cyberpunk, cyber, you know.
Anything you want, father. Really. Hey, this is like a rabbit hole. I think I'm probably going to spend the rest of the afternoon Googling.
I don't know if I'm just like an unbearable nerd, but the idea of all of those being like a cybernet cafe and cybernet space and cybernet punk is very hilarious to me.
I think that's very awesome all round. Thank you, Amelia. This has truly blown my brain this morning. I'm just going to be reading words differently all day, I would say. Cheers for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hey, we will talk to you again soon and hopefully see you soon as well.
Yes, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow even. Hopefully we'll see you then.
All of your sorrows will fade away in the air.
Ka kite.
Bye. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.